Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, is there a lot of cooking going on at your house? Or you're going to go visit and maybe take something along? What's on your menu for a Thanksgiving meal? Whether, you know, you get to do it on Thursday, or maybe you did it last Sunday, or maybe you're going to do it on Saturday. Whatever day, it is a great time for many people to get together with their families. Well, when you look at the menu, we might look back to the first Thanksgiving, you know, and historians, I'm sure, don't all agree, but pretty much agree that there probably wasn't the kind of turkey you have now. There might have been wild turkey, but more likely there was venison, and then lots of things from the ocean, clams, mussels, sea bass, some of those kinds of things that, you know, were there because both the Indians and the Pilgrims knew about hunting, and that had been their source of food, so they're just going to have that for their get-together. And then beyond that, probably not cranberries, but more than likely there was corn, squash, and beans. Those pretty basic things, and of course some of those, especially the squash and the beans, well, even the corn dried, you know, would keep from the time it was harvested through the winter. So, one of the things I read said they feasted for 3 days, and there were somewhere between 50 and 200 people between the Pilgrims and the Indians. Well, that was a crowd to feed, and they had a good time. So what's on your menu? Well, I went online, of course. You know, you go online and find all kinds of stuff. And of the list of most mentioned kinds of things, and most of them, I think, well, yeah, that's pretty reasonable. If you ain't going, that's never been on my menu. But turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing or dressing, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, rolls, gravy, ham, sweet potatoes, green beans in some form, apple pie, pecan pie, macaroni and cheese. And I know I've heard that's a favorite of a lot of families. And a corn casserole was not on this list, which surprised me because that also is on a lot of people's menu. And then deviled eggs. And I know that's a favorite thing that a lot of people like to eat, and so perhaps that's something that's always on your menu. One thing that was on the menu, or two, actually, beverages, root beer and eggnog. Now, I always think of eggnog for Christmas, but never for Thanksgiving. But, you know, you think back to how all of your traditions started. So let's go back to the top of the list. Turkey. Here's I'm going to call it a tradition based on a fact, which turned out not to be true in the long run. And that is that in this one household, they always cut one leg off the turkey. And this just passed on from generation to generation. I'm not sure this is true, but it could be true. And finally, somebody down the line said, "Why do we do that?" He said, "Well, it wouldn't fit in the oven without cutting that off." So, okay, once it fit in the oven, you could quit doing that. Like I say, true or not, I don't know. But what about the turkey? Is it a whole roasted turkey? Or perhaps a turkey breast or a turkey roll? Those have become much more popular, much easier to handle, especially in larger groups. Is the turkey smoked or perhaps deep fried? Do you cook it in a bag? Do you baste it with something special? Do you put the stuffing in, or is the stuffing beside, which is a lot easier to make sure everything's done? So there are lots of choices of how the turkey is done. And then perhaps some folks not only have turkey, but also have ham or have ham instead. So there again, ham, is it boneless? Is it pre-cooked? Is it spiral? And what kind of topping do you put on that? What kind of glaze? Do you put a glaze on or none? Lots of choices with the ham related to your family traditions. Okay, next on the list, mashed potatoes. Well, that's pretty basic, right? You just cook the potatoes, mash them up, put a little butter, a little milk. Well, maybe there's some additions there. We might add some garlic flavoring, and we might add quite a lot of butter. We might add sour cream and put all that together. And that was one of my favorite tricks for a large group of people. You could do those all ahead, mash them all up, put that sour cream and a little bit of garlic, a lot of butter, a lot of milk, and put them in the slow cooker. and they'd be done and out of the way off the stove, and yet really yummy when it came time to serve. And gravy, well, if you have mashed potatoes, don't you have to have gravy? Yeah, some people may not think so. But where does the gravy come from? How do you get the gravy? Is it made from scratch? In other words, with the turkey juices? Well, that's certainly my favorite. Or perhaps cook up some broth and make it with that. But I've visited a family once that, it was my relatives, but it was a place that I didn't go every year. And the gravy came out of a can. Or another time when they asked if I'd like to make the gravy, sure, I can do that. And they handed me an envelope of dried mix to make the gravy. Well, whatever suits the family, whatever suits the gathering, that's good. Okay, stuffing or dressing? I've always thought it was just made with bread as the base. Some people start with rice, and other people use cornbread. So whatever you start with may be better. And then it can be sweet or it can be savory. For the sweet, you can add all kinds of fruits or options, apples, prunes, plums, any kind of choice of fruit in there. Or maybe on the savory side where you use celery and onions, or even adding some meat such as bacon or sausage. And then there's the one that was a favorite in one of my family members, and that was oyster dressing. Not on my list, but it was one of those family traditions. And it's, you know, if you have a family tradition, you might want to go back and ask, how did that get started? Who made it first? And, you know, everybody loved it and said, oh, you got to make that again. And what about pumpkin pie? Well, there's plain old yummy pumpkin pie, either made from fresh from pumpkins that have been grown locally, or the pumpkin can come out of a can. And then you might add nuts, the kind of spices that are added might vary from family to family. And then when it's all done, do you add something on the top? Maybe whipped cream, Dream Whip, maybe ice cream. Or do you like it just plain? And then there's the cranberries. Oh, cranberries. Again, could come out of the can, cranberry sauce. Or at my house when I was growing up, it was just open that can of the cranberry jelly. Only time we ever had it was at Thanksgiving. Well, the fresh cranberries, I think, are usually available, most often available. And what do you do with fresh cranberries? Well, again, you can cook them up and make your own sauce. Or you can just chop them up and use them fresh, mixed with oranges and nuts, using the whole orange, by the way. Or there's that mixture where they're all chopped up and then there's some creamy whip added to that, maybe some small marshmallows, some nuts. That cranberry, I'm going to call it fluff. Cranberry fluff is a really favorite in some households. Now let's talk about sweet potatoes. Well, that's a favorite in lots of families. How do those come to the table? Again, I'm going to go back in time, and I've mentioned this to other people, and it wasn't unusual that those sweet potatoes came out of a can, and again, probably only had them at Thanksgiving, and they always had to have marshmallows baked on top. So for some folks, that's the basic sweet potato. And I have a sister-in-law who says that's her dessert. But we also find that fresh sweet potatoes can just be baked. They could be peeled and cooked and mashed. You might add orange juice. You might add that brown sugar and even some marshmallows. Or here's one that some folks have not tried and they go, what? Cooked, sliced, and add, in addition to a bit of that brown sugar, some blue cheese and pecans. And then there's that what's become a tradition over time. Not when I was growing up, because, you know, it hadn't been invented, sort of. And that's that green bean casserole. Might have had plain green beans, but not green bean casserole. And that's the one, of course, made with the mushroom soup and sometimes topped with those crunchy onion rings Or maybe you put a bacon in it or top with bacon. Again, lots of people started with the basics and then made it their own. But it's become just a part of the family tradition that you have to have. Other pies, we mentioned a pumpkin pie, but some folks need pumpkin pie. Some folks need apple pie. And, of course, both of those have variations. What about corn casserole? Got to mention corn casserole because that's one that was not on the original list, but I think is a favorite. Either the scalloped corn, just the old-fashioned scalloped corn, or a newer version where you add that to muffin mix. Well, whatever you're having, I'm wishing you a great Thanksgiving week and a great time with folks around you. And we'll visit with you on Thanksgiving Day.